Hawaii's beaches are for everyone. It's an axiom people often repeat, but how beachgoers access the shore may not be for everyone in a corridor in Hawaii Kai. A homeowner blocked beach access with a locked gate, citing drug activity and noise. That path isn't the only one keeping the public from its beach. Last week, the Hawaii Kai Neighborhood Board got an earful from residents saying there is law covering beach access. We called Natalie Iwasa, the chair of the Hawaii Kai Neighborhood Board. She joins us now by phone. Hi there.
Aloha, Beth.
There are a lot of people who are, rightly so, angered over the fact that they can't access the beach and they're supposed to be able to. But is there really law that is on their side categorically?
Well, you know, that's really a good question. And as part of the meeting that we had last week, it was a little disappointing that it wasn't really clear with respect to actually who owns that property and whether there's an easement over that property.
Specifically the one in Portlock where there is a locked gate.
Yes.
But in general, we at least promulgate this idea that everyone should be able to access the beach and that no one should be preventing someone from cutting through a corridor to get to the shore. Is there law that actually says that?
Correct. My understanding is that our shorelines are accessible because of law, state law, and then access to the beach is also covered within each county's land use ordinances.
So if that's true, that seems to side with those who are upset at the fact that they can't get to the beach because of this locked gate, and also another property where they've planted a lot of plants and also put some glass shards in the pathway.
Right. It gets a little sticky, I think, sometimes with respect to the distances between pathways and whether one is within, I think it's a quarter of a mile, or whether they're, it's different distance away. So it's not clear with respect to this particular one, I think, exactly what the law states and whether there is actually an easement there.
You're talking about the Portlock property?
Yes.
But there is another property where someone actively planted naupaka in there and also put the glass embedded into a concrete way?
Right. So that's a really sad situation. In that case, what happened was Kamehameha Schools, they owned a lot of the properties, and they deeded it to certain groups or certain owners with the understanding written in the document that it would always remain accessible to the public. And so sometimes the owners, don't agree with that, and it's really hard for the community to keep that open because the owners want to have it private.
It seems like the word, disagree shouldn't be applicable if that is the way in which it was deeded originally. Does the city have any legs to stand on with that?
I would think so. I know some groups are working with various entities, for example, the Department of Planning and Permitting, also the Department of Budget and Fiscal Services, because in some cases these homeowners get reduced rates for having, an easement across their property. So we're working with them as well as Kamehameha Schools to see if there's some way that they can come in and possibly educate the homeowners that this was the intent to keep it open.
Are you saying then that perhaps the homeowners didn't know that this was the intent to keep that corridor open, and because they're trying to either safeguard their own property or for whatever reason that they've put down that concrete with the glass shards in it and the naupaka?
Well, I don't want to suppose what somebody might be thinking or remembering, but I think it's always good to remind people that, hey, this is in your documents. You did sign this or you did agree to this.
That sounds very, clear cut if you can demonstrate with the documents. Meanwhile, that path sounds very dangerous.
Right. It's actually very frustrating and disappointing to see that somebody would actually go to the lengths of putting glass shards in cement. Now, I want to make sure that people understand this is not the specific parcel we were talking about at the Hawaii Kai Neighborhood Board. This is another one nearby. And, somebody could seriously get hurt. So it's we need to really take care of that that issue soon.
Someone who could get hurt and then potentially file a lawsuit. I mean, you would think that that would almost be trouble waiting to happen. As you talked about the first issue with the locked gate, which is a little less problematic than a path that's got, you know, glass in it, is there any movement on that? Has the owner done anything to demonstrate that he might be open to clearing the path once again?
You know, I'm not that I'm aware of. As far as I know, our council member Ozawa is moving forward to work out something. He mentioned condemnation. I don't know if that's the answer, but that's the route that he's going to pursue.
Nellie Owasa, isn't this Hawaii Beachfront estate also being advertised for rent?
Yes, you know, a resident did send me some information on that particular parcel, and it's very disappointing to see in there that they are advertising it as not only private beach access, but to a private beach. And they use that terminology in the ad that they have posted online. So, you know, I don't know what to say to that because I haven't personally contacted the owners about that, but that clearly is not correct.
And no one from the city or council member has also been in touch with them to say, hey, this just isn't true?
You know, I just got that information yesterday, so I'm not sure what this, you know, the status is with the city or with the council member on that particular issue.
But perhaps that will be a few phone calls today, being Monday. At this point, do you have any other plan in place with the neighborhood to be able to take this forward? Meanwhile, the council is looking at trying to do the same?
You know, I think we're just going to monitor it, and then if the city council does put forward a resolution or some other type of measure, then we will be, you know, possibly having a follow-up meeting on it and discussing it further or individually following up on it.
This means, though, that in the interim, residents and anyone else who would like to access the beach there is going to be simply shut out.
Possibly. You know, one of the things that the owner did say is that they have not locked the gate during the day. You know, so some of this is hard for people on the outside to understand who's correct or who's telling the truth, or possibly some days it's open and some days it's closed. It's really hard for me to say.
Sounds like you may have to have a task force of people who go down there and test the gate. Nellie Owasa, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Beth Ann.
Nellie Owasa is the chair of the Hawaii Kind Neighborhood Board.